President Bush's Democratic challenger, Senator John Kerry, was in Washington, D.C. today. At an outdoor rally, he reaffirmed his longstanding support for abortion rights. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, in a speech to newspaper editors, Kerry criticized the president's Iraq policies.
At a gathering of the American Society of Newspaper Editors today, Kerry implied a comparison between Iraq and Vietnam, saying the nation once again is seeing haunting images of war, such as the photos of flag-draped coffins in military planes that were published today on the front pages of many newspapers.
We see images of them being saluted on their final journey to their resting place. And those images are paired with a story about a husband and wife who took photos to show the world the touching way that we honor our fallen. They were fired for their openness and honesty. I think truth is on the line in this election.
Specifically, Kerry said the truth about how President Bush took the nation to war is on the line. He also questioned the administration's claim that on June 30th, the U.S.-led occupation is handing over sovereignty to Iraq.
The administration would have you believe that we are about to turn over authority in Iraq to a new government, a handover that will signal the end of America's occupation. But in reality, we are no closer to a real Iraqi government capable of providing security for its people, making laws, ensuring freedoms. This is still America's problem.
Earlier in the day, Kerry warned a large rally of mostly women that, quote, the rights of women are under assault in this country.
To guarantee that we don't turn that choice into a criminal act, that we don't drive women once again into back alleys and into danger, that we preserve that important constitutional right in this country, that we have a dialogue and reach out and talk sensitively about what we can all do to do this in a responsible way. But we are going to have a change of leadership in this country to protect the right of choice.
Not everyone at the rally agreed with Kerry, and hecklers soon interrupted him.
Believing that law was a way to be able to give power to those who denied it and to give a voice to the voiceless. Working.
By clearly reaffirming his support for abortion rights, Kerry is likely to generate even more debate among the Catholic hierarchy over what to do about politicians who defy the anti-abortion teachings of the Church. A cardinal at the Vatican today declared that Catholic politicians who actively support abortion are not fit to receive communion. Kerry spokesman David Wade today insisted that Kerry is a strong Catholic who will continue to practice his faith.
But he also believes in the separation of church and state. He believes that that constitutional line drawn by our founding fathers has helped to preserve religious liberty, and it's also helped make religious affiliation a non-issue in American politics.
Kerry is not attending what's expected to be a very large march here Sunday in defense of abortion rights, but Wade said Kerry's daughter and two of his sisters will be there. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.